My pleasure to be before you. As was announced, my name is Ken Curry, and I want to thank our brother Dave for opening up his pulpit and allowing brothers to be able to speak. It just shows that this church is in good hands with men that can step in. I want to thank our visitors for coming out and let you know that you are on a guest in our presence, and we pray that you would worship with us any time that you're in this area. If something is said from this pulpit that is not in accordance with the Word of God, I pray that you would bring that to my attention. I would count you my friend if you do so. Excuse me. The title of my lesson this morning is The Bible, God's Revelation to Man. The Bible, God's Revelation to Man. Revelation, I Googled it because, you know, we use that word, but do we understand what we're saying when we use it? The definition, one definition is a surprising and previously unknown fact, especially one that is made known in a dramatic way. Now that should answer a lot of questions to a lot of us, why the Lord is so important to us, because the Word of God was introduced to us in a dramatic way. I don't know if it helps you, but it helped me. Number two, the divine and supernatural disclosure to humans of something related to human existence or the world. The Bible is living, it is relevant, it is reliable, and is historically trustworthy. Deadbeats have been reformed by countless lives have been transformed by the supernatural power of the Word. Drug addicts have been cured by it. Homosexuals have been freed by it. The Bible, God's revelation to man. The Bible is the greatest book in all the world. It is God's revelation, uncovering, unveiling, making known that which was previously hidden to man. Certain things, important things, which once were known only to God, have been revealed to man through the Bible. The importance of the Bible becomes evident when we consider that man needs the Bible. Man needs the Bible. Man needs the Bible to know God. Man needs the Bible to know God. What does Acts 17, verses 24 and 25 say?
God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worthless with man's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives all life, breath, and all things.
God does this. God gives all things life and breath and all things. You know, from doing lessons, we have to pay attention to this word all, because all means like everyone here and everyone that can hear my voice, everyone that's able to hear my voice. This is who God is talking to. What is everything that idols are not, the Lord is. The Bible tells us about the great love, the great power, the great wisdom, the great mercy, etc. of God. Abraham, when he was about to sacrifice his son, Isaac, to God, was seconds away. But then a lamb in the thicket was to be used as a sacrifice. That was mercy. Mercy. What does Jeremiah 10:10 say?
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation.
The Lord is the true God. You know, studying this lesson, see a lot of people that try to discredit the Bible, try to discredit the Lord, saying the Bible cannot be written by 40 men and 40 men, 40 persons in the time length that it took to write the Bible, and that it was incorrect because of this and that. But it doesn't make a difference. They will still have to answer to the Lord. And if the Bible is not true, then what about our lives? If the Bible is not true, what about our lives? The Bible speaks for itself. Man needs the Bible to know God. Man needs the Bible to know self. Man needs the Bible to know self. And, you know, the Bible is trustworthy. We had a lesson Brother Spencer presented last Sunday morning, Sunday school class. I'm looking for things to help me in my study for this lesson, and I come in and he's talking about, can we trust our Bibles? Can we trust our Bibles? The Bible has not changed. Man has changed, but the Bible has not changed. Mark 31:13 talks about that. Word of God will not change. Things would change, but the Word of God would not change. This world will pass away, but the Word of God would not change. Man needs the Bible to know God. Man needs the Bible to know self. I was looking at this. It just walks it down. Man needs the Bible to know God. Man needs the Bible to know self. What does Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27 say?
Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Only from the Bible can man learn of his beginning, his nature, and his purpose on earth. His beginning, his nature, and his purpose on earth. What does Ecclesiastes 12:13 say?
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all.
Man's purpose. This is man's purpose. Fear God. And the next verse in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14. Are you still there? Can you read that?
For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
We need to live our lives the way that the Lord would have us do so. Because at a certain time, we are going to have to stand before the Lord. whatever our life have been, good or bad, the Lord knows. Let's keep moving. Man needs the Bible to know self. Man needs the Bible to know sin. Man needs the Bible to know sin. 1 John 3, verse 4.
Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
Man needs the Bible to know sin. Without the Bible, man would be ignorant of what sin is, who tempts man to sin, and the consequences of sin. Of what sin is, who tempts man to sin, and the consequences of sin. You know, we have to read these things. I do. I have to read these things over. Because we see them, but if we're not cognizant of them in our mind, we don't realize what's being said or what the consequences might be of something. What does Romans 3:23 say? Is that word again? All. All. So that's not excluding anyone. No one in here. No one under the sound of my voice. So man needs the Bible. Man needs the Bible. Man needs the Bible not only to know sin, but to know truth. Man needs the Bible to know truth. And I like the way this is put together. We had to know the Bible to know sin. But we have to know it to know truth. See, it's like an ebb and flow. We went down to sin, now we're coming back up. We're coming back up to know truth. Truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. So what does John 8:32 say?
And you shall know. John 8:32.
To know the truth, in the gospel of Christ, God reveals the plan which enables man to overcome sin and save his soul. In the gospel of Christ, God reveals the plan which enables man to overcome sin and save his soul. Now that may sound mechanical, but that sounds loving if you want to make heaven your home. If you want to make heaven your home, that sounds caring and that sounds like love. What is 1 Peter? 1 Peter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter 1, verse 22, what does that say? And I'm glad I hear pages turning. We're talking about the Bible, and we need to be able to move through the Bible to understand what the Bible says. We can see in our mind where a Bible might be in this book, and we can turn there quickly. Because when we're talking to someone about the Bible, we might not have all the time that we need, and we must quickly move to explain whatever question they might have about the Bible. Because I studied on my breaks years back, I would talk to someone about the Bible, and they would make statements, and I would say, well, where do you find that in the Bible? Oh, it's there. But no, we have to find where these things are to understand what's being said, what the person that you're talking to is saying, and what the Bible says. And we want to go by what the Bible says. Man may not be as understanding of the Bible as they think they are. Surely I'm not. But the Word speaks for itself. Did you find that?
Yeah. It says, since you have purified your souls and obeyed the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love for the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
That's 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Love one another with a pure heart. And that's something else that I see. You know, when you're talking to someone that may not have the same views that you have on the Bible, you can still be peaceful with that person. It's understanding. I would imagine a lot of wars were started because of just the way someone would act and handle themselves. I mean, it's not a loving way sometimes when we try to force our will or our perspective on someone else. Man needs the Bible. Man needs the Bible to know truth. Man needs the Bible to know eternity. Man needs the Bible to know eternity. What does Revelation 21, verse 8 say?
But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
We all know we're going to die. But what then? What then? Without the Bible, we would be in the dark. The Bible serves man's greatest need by enlightening him on the above subjects so that man can be saved. And it just makes me think back again to what I was saying. That shows love, that the Lord would make a way for us to be saved. He knows each and every one of us, and He cares for each and every one of us, and He wants all to be saved. What does John 14, verses 1 through 3 say? John 14, 1 through 3.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there
Jesus Christ is the only one who could have died on that cross for all our sins. No one else. Only Jesus. Man has a duty toward the Bible. This is my second point. Man has a duty toward the Bible. He cannot ignore it and please God. We cannot ignore the Bible and please God. Man has a duty toward the Bible to study it. He has a duty toward the Bible to study it. Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
Since the great truths of this life and the next are in the Bible, man ought to want to study the Bible. Man ought to want to study the Bible. When you look at the scriptures that our brother just read, it explains to you what certain people do. He walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Man ought to want to study the Bible. You study the Bible, sometimes you can't wait to get to the next page or the next point or the next area excuse me, that you are looking for, just to see if it's there. You go, you read the Bible, and you're always going to find something new, something different that you didn't see before that encourages you even more. Man has a duty toward the Bible to study it. Man has a, well, what is 2 Timothy 2, verse 15 say? Now, what do we think about when we hear this verse? We think about, how can we get the message of the Lord across to someone else? That's what I think about. How can I get the message across to someone else? Clearly, that they would understand it and want to come to the Lord. Man has a duty toward the Bible to study it. Man has a duty toward the Bible to believe it. Romans 10:10.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Mm-hmm. Man must accept it. Man must believe it. If it is to accomplish its purpose. If the Bible is to accomplish its purpose, we must accept it and we must believe it. 1 Thessalonians 2:13.
For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God.
Word of God is the Word.
Which also effectively works in you who believe.
It's the Word of God, which effectively works in you that believe. We have to ask ourselves that. Do we believe it? We got to make sure that we understand where we stand on the Word of God. I was taught the Word of God by someone that could have not spoken to me about the Word at all. He could have talked to me about something else instead of the Word, about how I shouldn't have my car where I had it parked. He used that to talk to me about the Word of God. He used that. And my life has never been the same. It never will be. Man has a duty toward the Bible to obey it. Man has a duty toward the Bible to obey it. If a man is not willing to obey the commands of the gospel, he cannot be saved. He cannot be saved. What did Jeremiah 7, verse 23 say?
But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you.
That it may be well with you. If we walk in God's ways, it will be well with us. Do you not find that peace when you are following the Lord? That peace that passes all understanding, that peace that you can be peaceful with all that's around you, that peace that you know that He has His hands around you, His arms around you, protecting you. Do you not find that? What does Romans 6, verse 16 through 18 say?
Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
To be slaves of righteousness. We need help walking through this life. God helps us to overcome all obstacles in our life, to love everyone that we meet, to help those who need help, to be examples to those who need examples presented onto them, to be whatever we need to be to help someone else in this world. Man has a duty toward the Bible to teach it. 2 Timothy 2:2, what does that say? 2 Timothy 2:2. For man really loves the Bible and the souls of men, he will teach God's word to others.
And the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
So we're being instructed by the Bible. Teach these things to others so that they might teach them to someone else. You want to help someone. When you've been helped, you want to help others. It's natural. That's human. That's the way we're put together. That if someone helps us, we want to help someone else. The Bible is a wonderful gift from God to man. How grateful we should be that God has given us this great book. Let us join David in praise to God for this rich blessing. In my conclusion, I want to read from Acts chapter 20. Turn over there. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts chapter 20, verse 32 says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." From my study, and Paul here directs them to look up to God in faith and commands them to keep the word of God's grace, not only as the foundation of their hope and the foundation of their joy, but as the rule of their walking. The most advanced Christians are capable of growing and will find the word of grace help their growth. Brothers and sisters, this is my lesson to you. I find that some of the things that you think might not be interesting to you are very interesting. The Bible. A lesson on the Bible. That's all we have. That's all we have is the Bible. This lesson has caused you to want to be a Christian or come forward. That time is now. Do you believe? You've heard the word. Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins and put on Christ in baptism and rise a new creature in Christ? If you're willing to do that, we're ready to baptize you. And you can come forward and do that as we sing our song of invitation.